Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with the bad boys of podcasting, Mike, the big hand bopper Hanford.
Hey everybody, how's it going out there?
And Timmy Calpe K, the Greek freak.
What is up? Timmy Calpe K.
Before I knew you were Greek, Tim, I just thought you were a freak.
A freaky
I'm
man.
Super freaky.
Guys, yeah. What a satisfying summer to be a slophead.
This is a
huge,
big one.
Do you huge agree? Summer.
Sure, we had to cancel a tour.
Sure.
Who cares?
Listeners not thinking about that.
They don't care about that.
They're thinking, beginning of summer, I put my chips on the slops, and they paid off big time.
Yep.
The two albums have come out. I'm cranking them. I've shaken my butt every conceivable way.
It's almost off.
My pussy's
every direction
to the point where it's blown out, and I got to see my primary care physician.
Okay, that's a Dutz album.
Why not the gyno? Why not the gyno? Why are you going to primary care?
And my penis, if I have one, is all tangled up like a Snyder sourdough.
Oof. Hard pretzel?
Yeah, the stubby little hard one.
Mine's more like the honey mustard nuggets all crushed up.
Covered in dust.
Crunched up and covered in dust.
This is not how we start this podcast.
Well, we have a big announcement, Mike. The gravy train isn't over.
Well, say it already.
There's more on the way, is there not?
There is.
Yeah, and we sort of have been coy boys and have been teasing through the spring and early summer that there was more to come.
Yeah. Yes. The eagle-eyed internet user might already know what we're going to say.
Yeah, if you have access to Google, maybe.
The crown jewel, Sonic Ranch, album 4 from the Sloppy Boys. Yeah. You know the tracks. You love the tracks. What if I told you that cameras were rolling the whole time?
The whole time? The whole time?
Surely they didn't capture any of me.
Oh, did they? You can see every inch of the big hand bopper.
Oh, stop.
Folks, we got a documentary coming out directed by Robert Olguin, the Prince of El Paso.
Woo! Woo! The Sloppy Boys.
A feature length movie, a full feature length doc. This is right up there with Hoop Dreams.
Fly on the wall. If you want to see Tim spit fucking fire, dude.
Thank you.
For the verses in Gardens of Gomorrah, you got it.
Yes. Yes.
If you want to see Dutz struggle to drum to a click, you got it. If you want to see Hanford, play a guitar solo that fucking rips.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get it. That was Yuppie Man. Yes. What is the title of this documentary? I'm sure the people want to know.
Why, it's Blood, Sweat, and Beers, of course.
Love it. This is great. I'm so pumped for people to get to see this movie. And it's premiering at the El Paso Film Festival on September 29th. So get your butt down to El Paso, I guess. We're going to be there.
Yeah, come on out. Jeez.
Buy a ticket, folks. We'll see you there.
Go online, Google your way online, and get tickets at the El Paso Film Festival website. And this is fun, basically, is what we're saying. This is cool, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the process of the album. You're going to see some funniness along the way.
You're basically living with us for a week.
It's the Beatles, Don't Let Me Down, or whatever. Coming all back. What was the name of the...
Get Back, Get Back.
Get Back.
Get Back. I am... Tim and I were talking about this before the podcast. He and I feel both that we have not woken up today.
I agree.
Okay, and I am trying here, and I can't remember the name of a Beatles documentary.
You know what I took the other day?
You're a Beatlemaniac.
You guys ever hear of Unisom?
No. UNICEF?
It's a sleep aid. It used to be prescription. It's not anymore. It should still be prescription, because I took one, and it knocked me the fuck out for like a day and a half. I slept like I slept fantastically, but then I never woke up like the whole next day.
Well, let me break down the etymology of that word, unisom. Okay, som comes from insomnia. If it's insomnia, it means you can't sleep. Som means sleep. Una is universal. Mm-hmm. So this pill gives you a universal sleep.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe go up there and take a nap with some of those minions if you want such universal sleep.
Huh? Oh, okay. Yes. Huh?
I'm choking over here on my own spit. You know what I'm drinking? You guys ever had, I'm drinking a Canada Dry product. It's called Black Cherry Wishniak. Have you ever heard of this?
What the fuck?
And it's written small off to the side in like Times New Roman font. What the fuck is that?
It looks fake. And Wishniak is like a Polish last name.
I've never had this before, and I picked it up the other day. I was ginger ale shopping, and I picked this up. And I freaking, hold on, I wanted to, Wishniak is a...
It's like Wozniak.
It's Wishniak originally is a liquor made in Russia consisting of sugar, cherries, and vodka. But this is a soda, old-fashioned soda with genuine black cherry flavor. It is so good. It tastes, it's just thick. I don't even remember. I opened this yesterday and I didn't drink all of it, but I don't even remember any fizz in it. It's just, it feels like a mixer.
Like a syrup.
I mean, this is just like drink a sip of it and add like two shots of vodka and you got a drink, I think.
Damn.
Wishniak.
That's good Wishniak. Nyak, nyak.
This is Wishniak season for me. Yeah. Nyak, nyak.
So I guess there's two things we wanted to say. There's a feature-length documentary about us that's coming out, but also equally importantly,
yes.
Wishniak. It's a Wishniak day.
I guess the documentary is brought to you by Wishniak.
Not even Canada Dry brand, just the nope. It's the council, National Council of Wishniaks got together.
Just in general.
Damn.
That's funny when that happens, you know, when you see commercial like Got Milk or Beef It's What's for Dinner or Pork the Other White Meat. It's like not one brand. It's just like all the farmers were like, let's all chip in.
A coalition of farmers. That's so funny.
Hey, we're going in on an ad. You want to get in on this? I'd love to.
Let's get our stuff sold here.
And with that, do we turn to booze news?
We do.
Yes, let's turn to booze news. Hit it.
Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is one of the summer's most hotly anticipated event movies, but the age gap between Cillian Murphy and Florence Pugh has caused some controversy. Speaking of age gaps.
Grimace is 52.
Grimace is 52. Toad is 32. Grimace is 52. Toad is 32.
Grimace is 52.
Toad is 32. Grimace is 52. Toad is 32. Grimace is 52. It's almost like you're pulling down your reading glasses. Grimace is 52.
Looking at the sheet.
Ah, yes. We know it's Toad is 32 and Grimace is 52. Yes.
Grimace's age divided by 2 plus 7 is 33, so I guess it's okay.
Whoa.
Is Grimace too old for Toad?
Was sent to us by
Marion Sean from Baltimore.
And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
This is like a found footage something.
They did all my work for me at the end.
Yeah,
there.
What do you got to say now, hot shot?
Nice.
I'm just speechless. What did they say? Did we say on the podcast that the rule is your age cut in half
divided
by 2 plus 7? Or is that just common knowledge?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Only this podcast is breaking stories about the ages of Grimace.
Yeah, and then Grimace is fucking Toad, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd that come from? Why are we talking about that? Jesus. Yeah.
Who'd want that?
Oh, boy. That's a blast from the past, Timbo.
Who wouldn't love that?
Who wouldn't love that?
Do you guys want to hear my booze news?
Yeah.
Sure. Now's the time.
Well, this is really, really very special booze news because this is not a headline that I read or something that was sent to me, but I just wanted to share with you guys an anecdote of something that I lived in this past week. Because you know, we talk a lot about drinks here. Hey, I read this, I did this, but we're on Zoom. We're all cooped up. But sometimes you got to get out there in the wild. You got to see what's going on.
So, Tim, this is like a human interest story.
It's like a human interest story, exactly.
Humid interest with a heat these days.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, it was a heat. Yeah, you're right.
Squeezed by with that one. That was close.
Jeff, I got out of that one. That could have been rough.
Much like Kanye did to Taylor, I should have let you finish. Okay, here's the story. He did let her finish. Here's the story. You guys know I was just in New Jersey. I did a vacation to the Jersey Shore towns, right?
Yes, yes.
Hey, we're talking Asbury Park, Seaside Heights, Atlantic City, Wildwood, Cape May. But everybody knows that. But what some people may not know, there's also toward the end of the trip, I spent a night in Princeton, New Jersey. Ever been to Princeton, New Jersey?
Yeah, I went there for 4 years.
Correct me
on that one.
Those 4 years where you had to go
clean up turds in the hall.
That's it. I was going to say shit in a bathroom.
In the hall. 4 years. You two are surely not Princeton lads.
Okay, so Princeton, obviously, you know, quaint college town with a big fat Ivy League campus there. And I go, I'm walking around, right? So there's a row of restaurants just off campus.
Yeah, Restaurant Row.
I had just had the spiciest ramen I ever did have.
Really?
Now, let me paint a picture. I'm walking. In front of me, walking the same direction, so I'm behind them, a couple of girls in Princeton students. I want to call them, they're young. I'm going to say freshman, sophomore students walk in same direction as me in front of me.
You're following them. Just to be clear, you're following two college girls.
Yeah, I'm tracking them. I'm not saying anything, but you can hear me breathing. I'm walking, minding my own business. They're walking. Everyone's just walking. But in the other direction coming towards us, thup, thup, thup.
Yeah.
Three college boys, also young freshmen, sophomores, you know, and these guys got the kind of TikTok hair, you know, like the bushy bangs, no cap bussin' type guys. And they're walking toward me and I'm watching. This is very good people watching for me. These guys clock these girls, right? And they walk past. And then as they pass, one of the guys, the tall, good lookingest guy of the gang, turns to the girls and says, "Hey, Borg." And the girls stop and go, "What?" And he goes, "Dirty Borg." And they're like, "What?" And they're like, "Dirty Borg tonight at," and then he says an address, and he's inviting them to a Borg party. He sees these girls.
Borg?
And he says, "We're going to a Borg party. I'm going to invite the girls." So he's like, "Yep, Dirty." I don't know what Dirty Borg is. I'm guessing that it's like your pun names for your Borg are supposed to be pornographic. And he's like, "Okay, over there to a Dirty Borg party." Okay. And then the guys walk off and the girls are like, "What?" And they keep walking away. And I'm watching them keep walking away. And then they go, they stop. And
Were you like, "Don't worry, I got the address. We'll all go together."
Dirty Borg.
Dirty Borg time.
They go, and then they go, and then they turn around and they walk in the same the direction of the boys, and they decided to go to the Borg party.
Whoa, right then and there.
So I got to witness, you know, we've drank Borgs on the show, and we talked about Borgs, but for me, it's mainly coming from TikTok or news articles or whatever. So to see some 19-year-olds and to hear that this is what they do on a Saturday night on an Ivy League campus, they're drinking Borgs, folks.
Wow.
Wow.
You saw it with your own eyes.
I'm still surprised they're drinking Borgs at college. That seemed like a fad that would have been gone by now.
Also, we learned that usually we drink a Borg at a Darty, a daytime party.
Right.
But this was night. Nardy.
I bet this is the type of thing where people get there, it's like, it's a Borg party, but whatever, we're drinking beers too.
Yeah, Mike, you sound like someone who's never been to a Darty or a Nardi.
Have you been to
I've
a Nardi?
I've never been to a Darty or a Nardi, but I think the Borg is over.
We should have a big, in LA, we should have a Sloppy Boys Nardi.
I think the Borg is over, and these guys are promoting an out-of-fashion party.
Wow. Shots fired at Princeton.
Also, I don't like our Princeton kids drinking Borgs and ruining their big brains. We need them. We need those big brains.
Yeah, these are the leaders of tomorrow. We need these guys.
That is kind of funny that, like, college kids are just college kids, and you could be at,
yeah,
you know, like, whether it's, like, ASU or Princeton, there's a guy with, like, bushy bangs going, Borg.
Oh. I love that, too, that he's just like, Borg, and not like, hey, there's a Borg party night. Or
yeah,
like,
was that just a way to like, keep them off balance? Is that, like, a pickup type thing where you just, like, you spin around at some girls and you say something like Borg and they're like, what? And then
it did feel like a thing. Like a thing. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a neg because it's not negative, but it does sort of throw you off kilter. It's like, wham, bam. I just said a weird word. I just blurted out the word.
Like the other person has to ask a question. It's like, what's Borg? Oh, now we're talking.
I mean, I'm sure everybody involved knows what a Borg, it's a blackout rage gown and they're college kids and they would know. But it just the way he blurted it out, it's like if he just went hot dog and you're like, what? And you're like, I'm having a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm inviting you to my hot dog dinner.
Well, I don't like our Princeton men and women drinking or eating hot dogs either.
Yeah. Mike, we gotta get you down there and straighten up the place.
I know. I was down there for 4 years. My booze news I already talked about. Black Wishniak. Black Cherry Wishniak. Oh,
brought to you by Black Cherry Wishniak.
If you see it, folks, pick one up and just try it. It's, you know, I don't think this thing probably didn't cost me more than $3.
And that's Canada Dry.
That's Canada Dry.
The makers of, you know, your classic ginger ale and your ginger ale bold.
Right.
Don't forget ginger ale bold.
Yeah, Diet, I think they have an orange one. Okay. Ginger ale.
Here's what's weird is it's a little redundant to say Black Cherry Wishniak, because now I just Googled Wishniak and it is like black cherry.
Yeah.
It's a black cherry drink.
It's like chai tea.
It would be, I think if they just put Wishniak on this, people would be like, I have no idea what that is. But black cherry, I've heard of before.
Well, then it's like, if you're going to say black cherry, just lose the Wishniak. Just say black cherry. It's
black cherry drink. Black
cherry. Why are they insisting on writing Wishniak on their product?
You know, the a word no one's ever seen before. I think the people at Canada Dry have done their marketing research, and they know what they're doing. It's no accident what goes on these labels.
I mean, think about a hot summer day. You're in the sun. You're sweaty. You need to hydrate. You reach for a Wishniak.
Have me a Wishniak. I got home from a run today. I was soaked with sweat. I was so hot. I came in. Remember the Candida that we did last week?
Oh, yeah.
I had some of the grapefruit juice left. And I drank that grape juice right down, baby. Grapefruit juice.
Wait, what does that have to do with Michael. The Candida shot?
Oh, you mean the Cantarito.
Cantarito, sorry. The Cantarito. What was the Candida shot?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the like cayenne ginger melter we did.
Oh, God. I told you I was tired.
Those are behind the paywall on the Patreon.
Whoops. Blog. I shouldn't be talking about that. No, we should. We want people back there.
Yeah, plug it. Everybody, hey, subscribe. On a serious note, subscribe.
Subscribe. And for now, it's only $5.
That's awesome.
It was $5 before.
But another cool thing about our Patreon is we last week there was a video episode that we had shot with Money Mark on the Sonic Ranch in Texas. And we put that on YouTube.
For all.
If you want, go on there on our YouTube channel, watch this hour-long interview, us interviewing Money Mark. If you like that, that's you experiencing the Sloppy Boys blowout. Then go to our Patreon.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. The what's actually happening in your brain, if you were to see the neural pathways, is you're experiencing the Sloppy Boys blowout. So then you should go to Patreon and subscribe.
And your pleasure centers are just lighting up.
Yeah.
Is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Oof. Video game.
That's not Duck Hunt.
No.
Doc Man?
But I know it.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, yes.
Ah,
the big ape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The barrel throwing monkey.
That you love to
Donkey
topple.
Man.
Yes.
Okay, you guys ready to talk about the drink of the day?
Finally, please. Yeah.
Aloha. Mahalo.
Yeah.
It's the Mai Tai you've had.
Wow. Yes.
You took me by surprise. We're doing what today? Wow.
Mai Tai.
That is a big boy. That's one of the greats.
A doozy. Where was that one? Mm-hmm. Every time we thumb through the Rolodex, through the IBA, yeah. We're like, oh, this fucking, what's this one? This one sucks. This one sucks. We skipped right by Mai Tai?
I think, yeah, we would see it and go, we'll do this eventually.
Ace up the sleeve.
Because we love it. We know it. We love it. We wanted to make sure we became expert podcasters before we tackled the big boy.
Yes.
So you guys have both had, tell me what comes to mind? What's your image of the Mai Tai? What's your connotation with the Mai Tai?
You and Mike Mitchell getting them a lot, Mai Tais.
Mm-hmm. Mitch was all, even in, before the Tiki Boom, Mitch was always into them. He orders them at normal bars.
Yeah, which is questionable.
Like a dive bar. He'll be like, can you make a Mai Tai? And they'll be like, I think so.
They're like, oh, I'll make you something with fruit juice in it.
One time on a plane, somebody, because it was Hawaiian Airlines, was like, do you have a Mai Tai? And the flight attendant was like, no, but I can make you something similar. And I was like, he's probably going to do pineapple juice and rum and it's going to be way wrong. But he did orange juice and amaretto. And I thought that was clever because the almond and the orange, that's the taste of a Mai Tai.
I'm looking forward to this. I haven't had a Mai Tai in a long time.
Yeah, I conflate it with a lot of the other tiki drinks like we've discussed before. A lot of tiki drinks are kind of similar, but this one is kind of the big dog. It's the most well-rounded and it's kind of my go-to. This and the zombie are my kind of my go-tos.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff, because I don't really know the other ones, and I'm just like, those are two I know, and there's usually a huge line. I'm like, zombie.
Zombie is like when you're trying to do some damage, you know, like Mai Tai.
Yeah.
I think Mai Tai is like the big boy. It's like the Budweiser of tiki drinks or something. And it's like, I think of it as my first time at a new tiki bar, I order the Mai Tai as like a gauge. I just start with that is my first drink to be like, do they do it right or do they do it well? Zombie to me is like, I don't want to have to order two drinks. So I'm going to order this one and I'm going to get all
If you only have
up.
30 minutes before Grown Ups 2 starts across the street,
get yourself a Mai Tai, split a scorpion bowl with somebody and walk out the door.
So this is people that don't know Tiki or even us before we were enlightened. You conflate other tropical drinks. You know, you might think like, oh, pina colada or strawberry daiquiri or margarita are like the big ones. Yeah. But those are not tiki. We're talking tiki. Mai Tai is the big one. And the history is this, you know, when we're talking tiki, you're talking about two main dudes, Don the Beachcomber and Trader Vic. And while Don the Beachcomber came first and he was in LA and he invented that your beloved zombie and a bunch of other cocktails, this one, the Big Mama, is actually attributed to Trader Vic about 10 years later, because Don the Beachcomber is like early 30s in L.A., and then Trader Vic opened Trader Vic's in Oakland and invented this drink in 1944 in the early 40s. And this is his big contribution. There's a fight. A lot of, Don the Beachcomber said, I actually invented it. And the Trader Vic ripped me off. But then people say like, oh, that's not true. But there was a very similar drink. Like Trader Vic was clearly influenced by Don the Beachcomber and sort of ripping him off a little bit. But the recipe that we know and love is like the original Trader Vic recipe.
So this is like Jack White versus the Black Keys almost.
Okay, Jack White. His beef with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys was about that he thought he was a ripoff artist, and then he was mad that their sons went to the same school or something like that.
He's like, man, I can't get away from this motherfucker.
Who's the guy that Jack White beat up?
The Von Bondies guy.
Yes, the Von Bondies guy.
I don't know his name.
And the Von Bondies guy, instead of like wiping the blood off his face, was like, take a picture of me.
Take a picture, it'll last longer, and now get this blood off me.
That's cool that Jack White's a bad boy.
Was Trader... He's also a tall boy. He's a tall guy.
Yeah, he's a tall boy.
Yeah.
Was Trader Vic's... Is that a chain? Like, were there a bunch of them?
Yeah. Yeah, and they still exist. There's just not as many. There was one downtown in LA. There's still one at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They kind of reformatted it, and it has barely any tiki theme. But Yeah, they were all over the place, and that's why it's name checked in Werewolves of London.
That's what I was just thinking.
And also in Booze News, we talked about that somebody just bought the rights to Dawn Beach restaurants, so we could be seeing some competition.
Are there any more? I'm looking up if there's a Trader Vic's in New York. Is there one? You said it's the only existing one is that Beverly Hills Hilton one.
No, there's one in Oakland, not the original location, but they've opened a big fat one like on a pier in Oakland.
Well, there's plenty of Trader Joe's around, but no Trader Vic's.
Same thing. There's also that Don the Beachcomber documentary that's coming out. We beat them. We're coming out with our own documentary first.
Sorry, boys.
The name Mai Tai.
Oh yes.
The legend of it is supposedly the first person to try the cocktail was said to cry out Mai Tai, which is Tahitian for the best out of this world.
Wow, they said all that.
So Mai means the best,
and Tai means out of this world.
Trader Vic from there, he brought it to Hawaii in the 50s when he designed the cocktail menu at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, which we've been to, the Mai Tai bar.
We've been.
Hey, the Big Pink Hotel.
In our Blue Hawaiian episode, we recorded on the scene there and had the original.
What a time that was.
Ooh, I wanted to mention too, well, speaking of Hawaii, I jotted down here, if you want to, don't you know they had these crazy fires in Lahaina on Maui?
Yeah.
To anyone that wants to donate to the fire relief funds, the New York Times said the good ones to donate to are Hawaii Community Foundation, Maui United Way, American Red Cross, and Maui Food Bank.
We should put those in the show description.
Phonies.
Yeah.
Yes, put them in there. There's also some like scammers that have been ripping people off, so make sure you go to the good ones.
If we have any Hawaiian listeners, we're thinking about you and hoping you're doing all right.
Yeah, baby.
We certainly are. But speaking of Hawaii, Tiki is weirdly Californian, right? And it's just like these like white restaurateurs in California were creating this fakey version of Polynesian culture because they didn't really, in Tahiti and Hawaii, they didn't really like drink alcohol or anything until more recently. But my first Mai Tai ever, I'd heard of it forever. And then the first time I went to Hawaii in flight, like, you know, you assume they're just going to have the normal cocktail menu. But because it was Hawaiian Airlines, they had Pog, you know, the passion orange guava juice. And then they had a Mai Tai, and I said, I'll have a Mai Tai. And it was the Trader Vic's mix, so it wasn't like this fancy Mai Tai we're going to have today. But I drank it, and it was delicious, and I said, I love Mai Tais. And then the rest of that trip, I was drinking them, and I finally got to have some of these Trader Vic's originals. And what really struck me is this flavor. You don't think about it, but almond and orange coming together. It's an odd pairing. Mm. And that every tiki drink has multiple rums and lime, like we said, but then there's always something weird on top of that. And in this one, you're going to get almond and orange. And on a lot of bar menus, a lot of times their house Mai Tai sucks, but if you see that they have the, like it's too juicy, but if you see that they say Trader Vic's original, go with that one because that's going to be more closer to this recipe that we're going to do now.
Nice.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I
do. This is on the IBA cocktail list. So rather than go digging up the Trader Vic's original recipe, you could do that on your own time. But we're going with the International Bartenders Association. And they did a good job trying to make it similar. In fact, I do think this looks like the Trader Vic recipe. Nice. Ingredients. 1 ounce amber Jamaican rum.
Wait, well, real quick. Amber Jamaican rum. That's like pretty specific versus a lot of the drinks that we do where it's just like white rum or dark rum. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, Joe Sixpack, what would you sub for something like that? Like a Captain Morgan's?
I would get maybe not Captain Morgan's because that's spiced rum. I'd be closer to just like the normal white Bacardi. But if you see something with like Bacardi Gold or any rum that is gold or has some color to it. But kind of what they're saying is they're probably mentioned amber to say not dark white rum like Myers.
Dark.
But then a lot of Mai Tais do have that little dark float on top, that can be fun. Especially if it's like a sweeter, if it's like Whaler or Kraken, it can be nice.
And that brings us to the next one.
Then the next rum here is Martinique Molasses Rum. Now, I learned recently from my friend Sean Kiernan that when you see rum spelled R-H-U-M, that's French. So you're talking about the French colonies. And Martinique was a French island you know, French colony, and they treat rum like kind of cognac. But I asked the guy at Cap'n Cork, do you have Martinique molasses rum? And he's like, nah, they don't really sell that anymore. Here's Martinique Agricole. And I bought that. And then quickly, Jeff, you sent me a link to a Reddit where people were talking about this type of stuff. And they were like, Agricole is way different than Martinique molasses rum. So it's this will be, we don't have the exact totally right thing, but we did use Blackstrap molasses rum for something on the podcast, and I do have it.
Oh, right.
Maybe I'll put a splash of
didn't
that.
Didn't we just use Blackstrap molasses?
Well, that was me doing the Yule Mule.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I think.
Yeah. What I've read here, and there's a little, well, actually, I'll finish the ingredients. 15 milliliters, half an ounce of orange curacao. I got some of the fancy stuff of that. That's also it's a French liqueur made from orange peels, similar to a triple sec, and I would sub triple sec if you don't have curacao. 15 milliliters, half an ounce of orgeat syrup. That's an almondy syrup best known for like coffee drinks.
That's a tiki staple. You should get that, folks.
Yeah, we've used that before and stuff.
Yeah, I've got a few different brands of it. I love this stuff. And if you can't find it at your local supermarket, check the coffee section with all those like Italian flavor syrups. Probably there.
Ah, smart.
1 ounce of fresh lime juice.
Yes.
And
fuck yeah.
7.5 milliliters, a quarter ounce of simple syrup. Interesting with orgeat to also need simple syrup. The method is add on ingredients to a shaker with ice. Shake and pour into a double rocks glass or a highball glass. Boo, double rocks glass. Mm-hmm. And there's an asterisk here that says the Martinique molasses rum used by Trader Vic was not Agricole rum, but a type of rummy. In quotes, rummy, R-U-M-M-Y, from molasses. But I think the takeaway here, and I Googled and learned as much, is that you're not looking for like a fancy polished rum. Trader Vic was at a kind of a raunchy rum flavor. So slopheads, combine any two rums, whatever's around. I don't care if it's Myers.
Yeah, like poor man's, are we doing Bacardi and Myers?
Great.
You know?
Bacardi and Myers would be great. And I'm not even going to poo-poo the Captain Morgan either, honestly.
Sure, sure.
Bacardi and Captain Morgan.
And all this talk of Agricole not being right, the only reason that was on a Reddit is because it's such a common substitution. So I don't think we're in the wrong to be doing Agricole for round one.
Exactly. It's because it's the other one from Martinique. The difference, though, is whether the rum is made from sugarcane juice or the molasses, like the byproduct, you know, there's that middle step of making molasses. It reminds me of like cachaça when we were making the
yes,
caipirinhas. We learned about you can make some drinks from sugarcane, you make other drinks by things that you made with sugarcane first.
Yeah.
Anyway, garnish this drink with a pineapple spear, mint leaves, and a lime peel. I forgot all of that stuff. Sometimes you see a nice little purple orchid on there, and that's nice.
Mm.
Ooh.
I've also heard pineapple gets foisted onto the Mai Tai.
What do you mean? It doesn't belong?
Like, you know, people get a little excited to add pineapple to anything tiki, and that maybe, you know, a lot of times you get Mai Tais and they don't come with pineapple.
I agree, and certainly not.
I forgot to get mint leaves.
Me neither. Certainly not pineapple juice. Like, look at this recipe, folks. The only fresh juice in here, the only fruit juice is lime. We're getting our orange taste just from curacao, and we're getting our sweetness from orgeat almond syrup. So don't go juicing this up. Stop it with the OJ and the Dole.
Stop. Stop it now.
Pineapple juice, not always welcome. Welcome to the J-Man. You know, it's good to have a little extra pineapple juice around.
Jeff.
It's good to have, Tim.
This is enough.
Jeff!
This is enough of this,
you know,
talk.
Because it makes the semen less bitter. Tim, take it away.
Oh, okay. No, absolutely.
Stop,
I didn't know what you were getting at, and you were getting at that. We'll go right ahead.
Can we please go make this drink? I am disgusted.
Oh, Michael.
I gotta turn my AC on too.
Don't clutch your pearls around me. Go ahead, turn it on. Folks, we're gonna go make these drinks.
Yes.
And when we come back, first sips.
Ooh, now I'm too cold.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Mai Tais in hand. Let's see him.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful work, guys. Ooh,
nice, Jeff.
I used one of the little tiki stirrers, you know?
Yeah, what is it? What, that looks like it's in a little, what is that, Jeff? It's like
a swizzle stick.
So this is from Solvang. It's the High Rollers Tiki Club.
Oh, I see what it is. It's like a lady, like a 50s
pinup
lady.
Girl. And then, I do have mint, and we'll talk about that. And I got a little pineapple wedge. And then I've never seen lime peel before
as a
garnish. But I tried to do like a little twist. Limes are weird because the skin is so thin compared to a lemon.
I just did a little triangle of lime.
That's a wedge, Mike. That's a wedge.
Sorry.
Wait, so the recipe said peel. I feel like what I normally see at a tiki, like the tiki tea does like a very iconic original one of these. And I think that they just throw in like the discarded lime.
The shell.
Like the spent lime. Yeah. And that like sometimes a tiki bar that'll be even be lit on fire.
Yeah, with a cube.
Like at the Tonga Hut.
Oh,
I turn it upside down, put 151 in a sugar cube and light it on
fire.
Have
you tried that? Because I tried it with just like a blob of sugar because I didn't have a cube. But you actually do need it to be a cube to like hold together. It makes the fire a lot better.
Like otherwise, it'll just kind of like spread out.
And it turns into
mush.
We
did the scorpion bowl all together. Remember, we lit it up with a cube and we were like, this is amazing. It really does. Like that 151 really burned hard.
Yeah. Well, should we?
Yes.
Let's go in. Oh, guys, check this out. I have pebble ice. I had a bag of pebble ice.
Ooh, nice.
I have the real iconic fucking thing.
Nice. I did crushed up ice too. I put in a bag and smashed it.
Smart.
Just normal for me.
Sips.
Ooh, I'm swayed by the smell. Ooh, Nice. I think I did a little too much on the lime there, maybe.
That's the taste. I would say that I did think it was odd adding simple syrup after having put the orgeat, and this is very sugary. But it is that original Trader Vic type recipe taste.
I just did extra orgeat. I didn't want to
do
simple
syrup.
Yeah, I
did no simple syrup. Normally, I'm a letter of the law guy.
Ooh, that's good.
But you want, it's nice to get more of that almond coming through, because that's part of the taste. I feel like I'm lacking it a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to say, this feels a little light or thin to me. Like, first reaction, ooh, like, it feels a little weak. I wonder if I did something wrong.
You mean alcohol-wise or, like, viscosity?
Just alcohol-wise. Like, I'm not getting that, like, that harsh molasses flavor, right, or just boozy flavor.
So it's got two and a half ounces of booze, right? So one ounce of each rum and then half an ounce of Curacao. But I agree, Jeff, that I think it's because I got that Martinique Agricole, which is a very gentle cognac-y Frenchy rum. I feel like if our other rum, if you did just use the Myers or Kraken or whatever other weird thing you got, maybe raunch it up a little bit more. Because this is going down for me like kind of like, not unlike a daiquiri. It's like sugar, lime, and I want to taste more orange, and I want to taste more almond. Hey, I'll be honest. A lot of these mixes, like the Trader Vic's mix, is not bad. It's very good if you just only want to buy rum in a mix.
This is pretty good, but I agree with you. It's just not exactly what I've had before, but I don't dislike it. Could this be because we didn't use the black strat or the molassesy rum?
I think a dark rum floater on top of this would really help.
We really kick it up.
Ah, yeah.
What did we use that blackstrap rum for?
Yeah, what the fuck?
We used blackstrap rum or just the blackstrap molasses?
I own blackstrap rum. Definitely for Jeff's Yule Mule, we had molasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every time I see it in my fridge, I'm like, why do I? Oh, right. A giant jar that it's sold in one size jar molasses.
Here's what you do, Mike. Make some toast, put some peanut butter on it, put some banana on that, and drizzle a little molasses. Boom.
That's a good idea. You know, I am cutting back on the carbs again.
Again?
I was going out of control, man.
We never really got to see you in your downward spiral of eating carbs.
It was wild. No, I'm back. I'm eating rice and stuff, but I'm just trying to not do bread as much.
Sure.
But I really like the bagels we had last time I saw you, so who knows?
Have some of those. Ooh. Mike, go for the brown rice. It's got that husk on there that's a little more fibrous.
Yeah.
I don't know why I own black. I've searched my email for black strap. And it showed a lot of my BDSM wear, but my orders from AdamandEve.com. But it's the only thing I have in there is Jeff's recipe for the Yule Mule's blackstrap molasses. So maybe I, on my own, decided to buy blackstrap rum. Odd move, Timmy.
Weird flex.
You're a weird guy.
Hey, you guys want to hear a story about mint?
Yes.
Yes.
Just a little tale.
Jet Blue Mint or...
No. I wish.
Okay.
Tim, do you remember last time you gave me some mint for the Hugo Spritz?
Sure.
I put it in my fridge.
Allegedly going to be the drink of the summer, proven to not be so. Continue.
Yeah, not so. You gave it to me midday. I put it in my fridge saying, this will be great for the pod in a few hours.
Oh, you mentioned this when that happened. Yeah.
The pod starts up. I open the fridge. Withered, weak, wobbly. My mint looked like the poor unfortunate souls from The Little Mermaid. Yes. And I said, I was at the grocery store today. I said, oh, here we go, mint again. Do I get the one that's expensive and it's planted in the dirt? Because that's that stays good. Or I said, Jeffy, how about you learn from your mistake and get the normal mint at the normal grocery store for the common man and do it right. And you know what I did? I remember somebody on the Discord saying, you didn't shock your mint, Jeff. Jeff, you didn't shock your mint.
Is that slapping?
No. This is even weirder. I found this website. Maybe I'll put this in the show description too. What they tell you to do is take your mint, take off like the bottom leaf, so it's just sort of like you get some long stems on there. Put it upside down in ice water, fully submerged for 15 minutes, or they even say 14, specifically 14. Oh, also, you're going to want to snip the tips, the stumps, at an angle like you would for a Christmas tree or some roses.
Jeez.
You need to expose maybe more of the goodness.
Yeah, I do that with my roses, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. This is just like that. So you submerge it for 14 minutes in ice water. You take them out, shake it off, and you put them in a cup filled with hot water.
What the fuck?
Okay.
You would think Wilt City, yes?
Yes.
These things perked up like Carmen Electra strutted into the room.
Were you watching them as they perked?
No, I went. I was like, oh, I guess whatever this is doing. And I went into my bedroom, came back
you
10 minutes
shoot
later.
A time lapse video.
This thing was like, pah! You wouldn't believe these things.
Wait, these are the ones, the old ones?
What do you mean old?
The old ones that you got from Tim.
This is just my grocery store mint, but they tell you.
A new. Okay, gotcha.
And then you put it in this cup of hot water. On the website, they're showing it coming out of a kettle, so boiling. I didn't go that far. Hmm. And they said it'll stay poofed up and beautiful for like 5 days.
Wow.
It's crazy. So now I have like a nice looking little ornament in my kitchen of all poofed up mint.
That's great.
That's beautiful.
That's a lot of steps to go through for.
No, it's worth it, Mike. Wait till you see this mint.
I think you should just start farming mint in your house. It seems like you're using a lot.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How much could a mint seed cost? A cent?
Sure.
Per seed?
That'd be funny if you had like a bunch of like black lights in your apartment and a whole setup and it looked like you're growing drugs, but it was mint for cocktails.
It's all like basil and mint.
Ah, that was good. You know what I like about tiki places, the couple that I've been to? I always like when they have a little like waterfall scene or something happening.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, that's nice. You hear the kind of water dripping down.
A water feature.
Yeah. A water feature is nice.
Sort of like a mini golf nice. Course or like the line mm-hmm. at the Indiana Jones ride.
Well, there's that one there's that one in San Francisco that we went to, Tonga? Tonga Room?
Tonga
that
room.
Their
Tonga
water room. Feature was a giant pool in the middle that a band would play on, and then all of a sudden it would rain on it.
Like every 20 minutes there was rain, a rainstorm.
Yeah, so it was the hotel pool, and they decided to put a boat in the pool that has a band set up. Isn't that crazy?
It's no more the pool, the hotel pool.
Yeah.
It's just a water
spot. By the way, that might have been the first place I had a Mai Tai. Isn't that crazy?
It would make sense.
Like early on Sketchfest when we would go up there, I don't feel like we were doing tiki bars specifically around LA. Yeah. And then up there, they got a bunch.
Because also tiki drinks are so expensive. And we started doing that festival when we were, dirt poor. You know,
23.
And there was something there I used to order that was called like a pineapple royale because they would hand you a whole pineapple that was only walk around with it.
What's the other tiki bar out there that's not the Tonga Room? That
Smuggler's Cove.
Pirate's Cove?
Yeah.
Smuggler's Cove.
Yeah. That's a fun
They're one. Real famous and they have like a famous cocktail book and stuff.
I do remember somebody puking downstairs and it just kind of made the whole place smell.
That's what I remember. I remember that. I don't remember smelling that, but that's the story I remember. It's like it smelled bad in the basement, the basement bar.
The floor upstairs, the floor you walk in on is very like Pirates of the Caribbean and it's got like a water feature and skulls and dark and is that vibe. And then you walk downstairs and we were like, it was just people drinking cans of Tecate and barfing. And it was just
kind of a different vibe down there.
When you say like, I like a tiki bar. I feel like this drink supports this where tiki is less beach bar, pool bar culture. I like a tiki bar. I like to be in a cold city. Let's say you're in Detroit in February, and you step down into a basement bar and you open a curtain and you're whisked away.
You want to go on vacation. You got a vacation in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's a little dark, cavey oasis, and there's some fog and a water feature, and the drinks are really strong, and people try to make fun of sweet drinks, but tiki drinks sometimes have like four shots of rum in them, and yah, pop, 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 pow.
Yeah, don't make fun of tiki drinks around the Sloppy Boys.
We'll kill you.
Yeah, we'll have to beat you up.
Yeah.
You know what this drink could use for me? A splash of black cherry Wishniak. Yes, Canada Dry makes black cherry Wishniak that I am no stranger to anymore.
Wishniak for Wozniak.
What a seamless ad read that was. That was.
Well, oh my God! I guess that did kind of sound like an ad read. I don't know.
Who's the guy who would interview people? I mean, there's a bunch of them, but yeah, who's the guy? Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
Charlie Rose.
No, older. Never mind.
Larry King.
No, even
Walter
older.
Cronkite.
Too serious. Frost, this is more of a Frost, more of a fun guy.
Who's Sawyer?
Toad.
No. Who's the guy who was on after Conan?
Oh, Tom Snyder. No.
Snyder.
After Letterman before the Kilborn days.
Oh, yeah.
After Conan was Bob Costas.
I'm thinking of... Oh, shit. Hold on. Now I just need to say it. Dick Cavett is who I was thinking of.
Oh, shit.
Ah, Dick Cavett.
All right, look, you've mentioned a lot of tiki bars.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Tonga Hut, the Tonga Room, Smuggler's Cove. We didn't talk about Tiki Tea.
We've talked about it before, though.
Yeah, but not here on this episode.
I like when someone does the bull, some Toro Toro drink, and then you come out of the bathroom and the bull is going crazy, and you're like, what the hell just happened?
I remember we went there the night before we left on tour. Or
it was our stop on the tour.
Yes, it was a stop on the tour. It was a stop on the tour on the West
Coast.
That's
funny to have the L.A. stop on the West Coast tour, and you're back in your bed.
By the way,
night.
The best thing in the world to, like, you know, you leave and you pack up and you go on, you hit the road, and then 3 nights in, you get to sleep in your own bed and shower.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
Amazing. Change your underpants.
But I was at, did I tell you guys when I was at Tiki T, I noticed one of the bartenders I didn't recognize. He wasn't the usual bartender there. He was sort of this, like, older dude, black dude in like really good shape, really. Really jacked, and I didn't recognize him yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I was asking him, like, what's the best drink here?
Yeah.
I waited in the line for like 40 minutes because Tiki Tea's pretty small and
rainy night too.
And he was like, Jeff, right? And I was like, yeah, Jeff. He's like, yeah, I love the pod, man. You guys are hitting the road. I said, yeah, we're actually on the road. It's cool when you get to actually sleep in your own bed. And he's like, yeah, no, I know because I'm a musician myself.
Oh.
The bartender was a musician. Gotcha.
And it's starting to like add up for me a little bit. But at the time,
I'm still not for me. Sharpening my number two pencil here, baby. Why it's not adding up for me at all.
Okay.
Yet.
Anyway, so I'm in Tiki T, new bartender I haven't seen before. He's a musician. And I'm asking him, all I'm concerned about is what's the best drink? What do I get?
Yeah.
Because now's my chance to get it.
Right.
And he leans into me and he whispers this.
It's got two rubs and some lime juice. But you know we're at it. For us to unwind. Some curacao and orgeat too.
Something like a phenomenon.
Jeffy.
Go and tell everyone on the bus that
Mike. Tell your friends Mike and Tim.
Can you believe that?
Wow, no! Wait a minute. Jeffy.
He said, go and tell everyone on the pod that Mai Tais are the fave.
Oh.
I don't know if you can hear the words.
Who was that music artist?
Was that LL Cool J?
No, because I said, I was like, Grandmaster Flash. And he said, no, Melly Mel. I'm Melly Mel and I sing on that song.
Melly Mel.
Not Grandmaster Flash.
I see. And how does he usually sing that song?
I think it's White Lines.
Okay.
Ah.
I think.
Yeah, he might think that too. That's cool that you met him.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell us, because we were there with you, that you didn't say, hey.
Well, he whispered it to Jeff, so we didn't overhear it.
Right, and he said, tell your friends Mike and Tim, so he figured the information got to you.
Yeah, he didn't say that you should do it right away or wait till a podcast.
Yeah, now it's a year later. Just wait, hold off until the very right moment. You'll know when it is.
Damn.
That's cool.
That is cool.
How did you record that, or did he send you a recording of it?
No, like I said, he sort of leaned in and whispered it, and luckily my phone was right there in my hand.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That you recorded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, would you change anything about the drink?
Other than adding some cherry Wishniak, I would lessen the lime.
How dare you, Mike?
Well, it's because I also, that wedge of lime, I also like squeezed that and put it in. So I had a little too much of the lime.
I might, for round two, I might put a splash of a raunchier rum, like some sort of dark rum. But I want more almond and I want more curacao because, like, you know, there's different orgeats. I used to have one that was the Spirit Guides brand. It was really...
What you got?
Right now I'm using Trader Vic's, which has a nice amaretto-ish taste, but it's kind of just like, it's clear, it's like simple syrup. And then I have Fee Brothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Remember, did you guys ever I had the Spirit Guides orgeat that was like really nutty. It was like brown. Like
it was just like, wild.
Like, it was like mashed up almonds in there, and it was really good. So I say go for the raunchier rums and the raunchier almond options. If you don't have orgeat, use amaretto, folks. Use Di Serrano.
That's pretty fun.
Use amaretto. Use Di Serrano.
You know what? Part of me didn't like almond for a long time. You know why?
Why?
Pink almond hand soap from schools.
Oh, yeah.
Why did it always have this like nasty like almond smell to it?
Yeah,
it's
a
slippery pink stuff that I grew up with my whole life. And I decided I don't like almond. It smells like bathroom soap at my school.
And that's not for kids. Like the taste of almond, like marzipan and nougat and all these different desserts. Yeah. It's like, it's not for kids, you know?
It's wasted on kids. Kids' soap should smell like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Or Dunkaroos.
Or sage.
So Dunkaroo is not the flavor of the dip, but the cookie itself, huh?
Yes.
a Graham cookie.
All right. I might actually do the poor man's version and just do Bacardi and Myers. See what that gets me.
Great. I'm going to raunch mine up a little bit, and I'm going to, I'm going to just do that.
I'm going to look on my cart. Oh, I'm going to do Captain Morgan's. I see a little Captain Morgan's over there. Mm. How are you? I want to talk to you.
All right, folks, sit tight and listen to these ads. We'll be right back after this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now we're back. I found the two darker rums that I was thinking of. Gosling's we had for the dark and stormy, black rum. And then also from forever ago, I found some Hamilton 86 Demerara rum.
Oh, that stuff's good.
Ah.
I like that.
We maybe had that for like the zombie episode 2 or something. I had it like in one of the little bottles on the way back.
Was it like, you had to blow some dust off?
It was like finding an old spell book.
An old spell book.
This looks really good. I ended up doing the, what's the amber you got, Tim? The amber rum?
Appleton Estate.
I did the Appleton Estate and Myers. So I didn't go Bacardi. I went amber and molasses.
Nice.
Appleton gives it that taste like that you don't usually have in your home. That's like that tiki tea taste.
It's giving taste.
It's giving professional bartender.
Ooh.
I did double shot of spiced rum Captain Morgan's spiced rum.
I branched mine up a bit. I just did kind of more of everything and a little splash of black molasses.
Nice.
Rum.
I did a little more orgeat, a little more curacao as well. Let's do it.
Bottoms up.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the taste. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
Even though this has like the fakey, you know, spiced rum taste, I would expect more of this taste at a tiki place than the version I made before. Like, it's got more of a thing to it.
Well, and do you have multiple? You did the Captain Morgan, but did you also have the other rums in there too?
No, I just did instead of the two rums.
Copy.
Two times the Morgans.
Mine has I mix rums together. I put a little splash of a bunch of rums and more lime, more orgeat, more curacao, more everything, and it's working. It's kitchen sinky. I feel like the IBA recipe is, a little light, a little something. I think that a slophead should do some Googling and figure out, use the original Trader Vic's recipe. And I think we could even explore in a future episode the Vic's 44 original. The original.
Hey, that could be next episode.
Ooh, that would be crazy. What follow through? That'd be good.
Not tomorrow, next week.
Yeah, man, because I still feel like I'm not getting... When I get one of these at a Tonga room or a Tonga hut, you take a sip and you're like, ooh, that's fruity and juicy and jet fuel powerful. I'm not feeling that like, oh boy, I better sit down.
I feel like the IBA didn't want to give us... Because it's 2 ounces of rum, half an ounce of curacao, so 2.5 ounces. They didn't want to hit us with what you get at a tiki bar, which is like 4 shots of rum.
And in bigger glasses. I mean, this is small.
Well, whose fault is that, Mike?
Yeah, look at mine. Mine's looking
pretty
good.
That's what the recipes told us.
You guys didn't comment on my beautiful glass from Mama's Fish House in Maui.
Ooh, is that a little face? Is that a little carving in there?
Wow, so that... That's like a rocks glass with a little pedestal on it.
Yeah, and it's a tiki face, but it's clear. And it just reminded me. I do like it when the Mai Tai has a little dark rum floater on top.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's nice.
Do we want to get into our final thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Let's start with Tim.
I mean, this is probably maybe my favorite cocktail. It's between the martini and the Mai Tai, and I've made many of both. Mm. I've probably made more martinis than Mai Tais, but I still have made a fucking shitload of Mai Tais. And it's my favorite tiki drink. It's an all-timer, big part of my life. Mm-hmm. I love the Mai Tai. Now, this recipe was a little wimpy, but I'm not going to hold that against the cocktail. It's an order again. It's a love it with all your heart. It's the Mai Tai. And you know what the word Mai Tai comes from is Tahitian for... The best out of this world.
Can't do any better than the Mai Tai.
This drink has a pretty great taste if you're talking about earthly taste.
I'll agree with that, Tim. This is just a knock against the IBA, I think. This is a great drink. I've had better than this one, and I want to perfect it. I want to perfect it on the pod, if you can believe it.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh. You may have your chance.
Pretty soon, we'll be out from under the thumb of tyranny. Out from under the IBA in no time, folks. We're closing in on the end of the IBA list.
It's like a recording artist being like, once I get these two records done, I can get away from this contract and do my own thing.
Trying to get away from this association that has no idea we exist. Does not give a fuck.
It's an independent podcast. We do ourselves.
It is our choice to be beholden to this weird association that nobody's heard of.
I'll tell you what, this Mai Tai just hit me fine. I wasn't feeling a buzz, and then I just got the warmest. Like, it's funny because drunk is drunk. It's just like alcohol in your blood.
Sure,
but when it's a tiki drink,
it's great.
You trick yourself. You trick yourself and feel that warm feeling. It was like you took me to the islands a little bit. You know?
Ooh. For me, this drink, look,
if you like this drink, give me a hell yeah, because this is a stone cold classic.
Hooray.
This is a stone cold classic. Yeah,
so good.
How can you not?
This is an A plus gold drink. Kind of a sneaker upper.
Out of this world. Wow.
So wait a second. You guys.
Yeah.
Did one of you guys mention the Mai Tai?
Yeah, we've been mentioning it this whole time.
It came up.
Okay. Well, that kind of made me think about how there's one type of Mai Tai, which is, yes, it's got the curacao and the rum and the orange and all that stuff. But let's say that you happen to be inside my closet. You might find a different type of Mai Tai.
No.
We're talking neckties, folks, and it's time for the Mai Tai quiz.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
This is quiz questions about Tim Kalpakis's tie collection, necktie collection.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to showdown against each other in a kind of a vicious battle.
Sure.
And the winner will get scratch off money.
Great. I'm guessing this is a blurter.
Or do we have to buzz in, Tim? Tim, do we have to buzz in?
It's a blurter. Blurt out your answers.
Okay.
We didn't know at first.
But I didn't get a clear answer from you guys. You've heard of Mai Tai the drink, but were you aware there's a different type of Mai Tai?
We heard us say yes.
Yeah,
we
your closet. Tim's closet of ties. Neckties.
Yeah. Tim's neck adornments is a different type of...
I feel like you don't have a quiz, and that's
stalling,
why you're
stalling. Tim.
Okay, here we go. Oh, really? Well,
if you have a quiz, then where's question number one? Okay, there we go.
Shit.
Question number one. One of my ties...
Yeah. Nice.
...looks like this musical instrument.
Piano.
Fuck.
Michael has it on the board.
I knew that was going to be one of the questions. I didn't think it was going to be the first question.
Well, I wore it to Michael Cassidy's wedding, and you wore piano suspenders, and we posed for an Instagram picture. Did we not?
In truth, I have to agree,
Tim,
with you.
Do we get any side points for saying that that tie also made an appearance in the video for Let's Party?
Yes, ooh. You got one side point.
Yes.
But you have to decide now. You can't just carry it in your back pocket. You have to decide now whether when you want to put that point into play.
In this quiz.
Or not. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to put it into play.
Okay. Jeff has one. Mike.
Can I match his side point and have one too?
Yes. Okay. So Jeff has one. Mike has two. All right. He's good.
I feel like I'm worse off in a way. Keep going, Tim.
Question number two. At a recent friend's wedding in Santa Fe,
bolo.
Fuck. Yes, I wore a bolo tie. Mike.
See, Tim, you had me thinking traditional tie and then already a curveball. Wow, this is an interesting quiz if I ever was in the middle of one.
I should have mentioned that my tie quiz, it kind of, by question number two, you're on the oddball questions. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Well, look at the quizmaster.
Right. Okay, question number three.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, question number three. One of my ties was designed by this jam band
Jay Garcia.
Wizard.
Garcia.
Jefferson Dutton has it. It's a Jay Garcia tie. So this is very funny. I remember these ties being hot shit in the 90s.
Hot shit.
I got one maybe from like a Salvation Army. Do you think Jerry Garcia, were they paintings he did and they used them for ties? Or was
that's
he actually,
what I thought. There was something like they were designed to
but they don't look like, I mean, the one I had, because I had one or two in my, my Catholic school.
Yeah.
They looked like normal ties, but they were colorful. Like it wasn't like crazy hippie art. It was like they took crazy hippie art and they kaleidoscoped it into like more of a normal tie.
I remember seeing him being like, this is not at all like the dancing bears or anything like that. What is this? Who is this, man?
I like the one that I have. It's just like abstract art.
I say keep it in the wardrobe. Yeah.
And Tim, so you don't have any of these ties handy to like show off to us or anything?
I could. It's 6 feet away. I could reach and
get 6 feet
it,
from 6 feet from stardom.
There's a documentary about that time. 6 feet.
Wait, who is that? Tina Turner or something? Who was that about?
It's the background.
It's a documentary about background singers. Yeah. It's great. Okay. Question number three. A lot of Mai Tais.
Why is it always in italics when you have to say that?
Because it's, well, there was a drink called a Mai Tai, yeah. But there's
but every question you
closet, my neck adornments, yeah. Jeff. Okay. A lot of Mai Tais are purchased for free using my MasterCard credit card points at this old legacy men's clothing store.
Men's Warehouse.
J. Crew?
No.
Macy's.
Gap?
No. No.
Men's Legacy?
Hold on.
Well, I should have said Legacy Men's.
Everyone slow down.
An old company.
Woolworths.
An old... not. You're saying department stores, but I'm talking about the brand. Like, they would have a table within a department store.
Polo.
A men's Legacy. Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
Okay. Here's a hint.
Versace.
Hold on.
The ties are adorned with little international flags as well as the letters BB.
Brooks Brothers.
Fuck.
Brooks Brothers. Michael has four. Jeff has two.
Brooks Brothers was hot shit even when I was in high school. Can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah. People.
I always think of it as like a dusty old man store.
Yeah, but it was expensive. So like Richie Rich little fuckers liked it.
That's why you got to get the MasterCard credit points. Here we go to question
What's the current score there, Tim? For those of us who are feeling the drink of the day.
Mike has four and you have two.
Okay.
I'm going to shift focus a little bit from my ties to somebody else's ties. Michael Hanford has a wonderful tie and I have coveted it. He wore it in the IFC series, The Birthday Boys, in a sketch where he confronts his proctologist, played by Chris Elliott. What is the aforementioned tie adorned with?
Floral.
Yes, it's flowers. It's a funny, flowery tie that is very funny.
It's a female tie from Liz Claiborne.
Fun.
It's kind of wide.
Now, was that a wardrobe on the show and you kept it, or was that a, did you previously own it?
I think I owned it. I think I got it from a... Oh, no, wait. That may have just been from
the
show.
You said it's kind of wide?
It's a little wider, yeah.
Oh, like something like Diane Keaton would wear.
Something like that, yeah.
Anne Hall.
I can't remember where I got that, but I'm glad to know it's coveted.
I bet you got it at Goodwill. It has that type of a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 6. In a famed old photo of us... three sloppy boys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where we are attending the wedding of our friend Eric Shiner in State College, Pennsylvania.
I can picture it.
I'm wearing a red tie, striped. Mike is wearing a red and green plaid tie. But what color tie is Jeff's enormous big fat tie?
Blue and yellow striped.
Jeff, I'm going to give it to you, but it's yellow. It is primarily yellow.
With blue stripes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Well, I would say it's big, thick, yellow stripes.
I'm
that way.
Fighting for my life in the fucking Mai Tai quiz.
That is stuck in my brain forever because it's the fattest tie. It covers your whole torso.
It's a chubby tie. Okay.
I think that's on our Instagram somewhere.
Yeah, it's all yellow and then the. There's some paper thin blue stripes going through there, but
man, that was back in the days where like we would just wear our sketch comedy suits to weddings. Like our friends would already be like getting married and having stable jobs, and we would go to their East Coast weddings in our like sketch comedy suits that have been balled up a million times.
No sense of style or fashion.
And yeah, just no choices. Just being like, a suit? Okay.
And my one pair of dress shoes?
In that picture, that was a very fancy wedding at a very nice venue. And Jeff, it's impressive that you're wearing a suit. Me and Hanford are doing the sort of khakis and blazer look that you do when you're 22.
Yeah.
Okay. Final question is a true or false.
Okay. What's the score? I mean, I know I'm losing.
Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you have 1, 2, 3. But I should mention this final question is worth 77 points.
77 points. Oh,
yeah. So that could, it has the potential to put either one of you up in leaderboard position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
True or false? Tim knows how to tie a bow tie.
Incorrect.
True.
False.
Jefferson Dutton is correct. Oh. Tim does not know how to. And Mike, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Jeff, you get 77 and you have 3s of 80. So wow. It's wow. Jeff wins 82-5.
There's no way I can come back.
That was the last question. It's over.
Damn, Tim, nobody knows how to tie a bow tie. It's Mike, have you tried?
I've never tried. I think my brother knows how to do it.
No way. Kyle?
Yeah, I think he can do one. Because I've seen him wear them before.
I had a dress code in high school, and I had to wear a tie, and I only learned the easy. I never did even learn a double Windsor, just a single yeah. Windsor. That's like a fast, loose, bad V.
I never even got to the double Windsor.
I didn't have time for a double. Whew,
damn,
sad.
Well, it's funny because all three of us wore ties in high school. Is that right?
Yeah, tie school.
Tie high.
Now that's a show.
We should do a show called My Tie High, and we're three fucking teachers at it, and we're drunk all the time. Man.
If you read it, you're like, oh, there's a show called My Tie High, and then the log line is three teachers are drunk all the time. Oh.
It doesn't we moved to Hawaii because we thought we could like start up a tiki mm-hmm. bar. It flopped in our face. We can't get back home, so now we got to like figure out something and teach at the school.
It's kind of the premise of Another Round, the Mads Mikkelsen movie we covered on the Blowout.
Very true.
Teachers drinking during the day.
Sure. It would be the American remake.
Mai Tai High.
Hollywood, when you figure this strike stuff out, we're here.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. If you can't get enough boys, or you just want to laugh so fucking hard, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout, the weekly bonus episode, and the monthly bonus episode, Questions for Lennon. Ooh, oh, yeah. Good episode, guys.
That's cool.
Great.
That's really cool. Yeah, we were really actually funny. Mm-hmm.
We were on one.
And I'm still very excited about this doc coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's going to be exciting.
A feature-length movie about us making a doc. And here's the thing. We should clarify. This is
we're
not
making an album. This is a doc about an album. Go ahead. Jimmy.
Wait, what did I say?
About us making a doc.
Now that would be good.
I guess in a way we are. It is about us making a doc because we're just doing our thing. But yes.
It's not Spinal Tap, folks. It's not a mockumentary. This is really us really recording, and we're really under the gun, and we have a week to record an album. We're really trying hard.
Yeah, that's a good point to clarify that.
It is like Get Back. It's more like the Beatles thing. It's more like if the Beatles were bad than like that we're clowning on rock docs. It's a real rock doc.
Folks, we'll see you at the movies.
Hell yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
I love you.